This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Let's get right into it. There's no more guessing about it. I don't know why they didn't just do it. You know who this is. This is Levin, and it's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. There's no need to guess anymore. September 16th, that's when it's going to happen. Thursday, the 16th of September. And so to everyone that has been out there waiting, wondering, hoping, that wasn't sure why it didn't happen during the prorogation, that wasn't sure why it didn't happen during the dissolution, to everybody that's been wondering the entire time, and for those of you that know that it's still morning and not afternoon, like the Prime Minister has just ended his speech by saying, then I have some news for you. I have good news for you. The wait is over. We no longer have to figure out when it'll be. We no longer have to wonder how long it'll take. Ladies and gentlemen, as per the utterances of our Prime Minister, I'm here to inform you this morning.
What a dilemma, it's a shabba thing, suckling sing. Yard up for him, kick up, rock wine.
Sing!
Ting-a-ling-a-ling,
sing!
And silent swing,
sing!
DJ is stuck up in the pier bone with him.
The school bell ring, the school bell ring, the school bell ring. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, there's no guessing any further. The Prime Minister, the Honorable Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, has rung the proverbial election bell. And so there are some things that I took away this morning from the Prime Minister's speech. I thought he should have worn one of those national colored ties, you know, the one with the aqua gold and black, you know, so that he could have called a national sense of it is about you and we need you to give us a fresh mandate. Not your FNM tie. That'd make you look too partisan to me. And I think you're making PLPs nervous, right? I like the Prime Minister's pitch this morning, though. Listen, I know Moislin, she been in charge the whole time. The Americans, they send up the vaccine and they promise me some more. And, you know, we've had difficult times and all this stuff's been going on. It's been really difficult and I need you all to help me get through this. And finally, do you know what was so interesting about the tone of the Prime Minister this morning? Finally, he concludes that Bahamians have been doing the right thing all along. Do you remember the amount of castigation and beating upside the head and the if you all behave and the Bahamians are not following the protocols and you all are having mass gatherings? And you remember all that, how it was our fault the whole time all along? All of a sudden today, the Prime Minister has sang Hosanna and he's been delivered. And all of a sudden, it ain't our fault no more. And the Bahamian people are the very best people that he's ever had the opportunity in life to meet. And there's nobody more perfect than us as we go and give him a new mandate. Isn't this amazing? I love Bahamian politics. So here's what I've concluded. He's been outmaneuvered by the House Speaker. I'll tell you this. If I was the Prime Minister, I was going to do the prorogation and the dissolution all in one day yesterday. That would have completely wiped the Speaker and his little open parliament thing right out of the news. All right? As a matter of fact, since my deputy prime minister is Minister of Works, and I am actively engaged in construction over by the cabinet office, Allendon, by the time as they get downtown with that little thing yesterday, I would have had the whole of Bay Street cordoned off as a construction area. And nobody would have been able to tell me I was lying. And I would have hired two big crane trucks to just come and sit in the middle of Bay Street, cordoned the whole thing off and put canopies and canvas up everywhere. And say, we are in the middle of a construction. The Speaker knows that construction is going on. We need to move heavy equipment around. We don't want people to dead or be hurt. As a consequence, the Parliament Square is closed. The other square is closed. All of the everything in this area closed. And they put up 10-foot fence, two 10-foot fence, like the ones they put up for Junkanoo. And bam, we would have that to talk about no more. The Speaker them could go down and be in town somewhere, maybe by the new park. and do that, right? If you was trying to outmaneuver the speaker. You see, because I hear the fruit flies of the FNM, you know, talking nonsense about how the Prime Minister was playing chess yesterday. The man was outmaneuvered at every single turn, it appears, right? And then it is the engaging of public instruments that I have a difficulty with. So we've engaged the office of the Governor General, who I might advise is or should still be in quarantine, right? So we had to go and take this poor, sick, 80-something-year-old man out of his bed while he dying from COVID, right, to come fool around with a prime minister that need to obviously prorogue and dissolve the House on as many sheets of paper as he possibly can. And then the commissioner of police, Pookie them been killing each other all week. The commissioner got all kind of things around here to do, right? Pookie them killing each other in Fox Hill. Pookie them killing one another up in Carmichael. I don't even know what's going on with them. But we expect the commissioner of police to, in the middle of all of this, just drive up and down East Hill Street all day to read proclamation, right? 4 times, I think it is now. Only for the prime minister, who could have led the charge yesterday, because he prorogued the House, and could have said yesterday, listen, I know that there's great speculation going on. The House has been prorogued. If he had done this yesterday, I am telling you now that as your prime minister, within the next 24 hours, I intend to dissolve the House of the Assembly. Here is the date. God bless you. God bless the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Because the only thing I turned the TV on for this morning was to hear what the date was. The whole what is the status of COVID and the lot of day-to-day-to-day really didn't matter to me. All right? And so, there you have it, people. You get your opportunity. You get your chance to refresh the mandate, so to speak. I will say this, though, and I want PLPs to consider this. I don't want you all to become overly joyful as yet, because I think now is time for you all to prove to the people that you deserve to govern. I think now we need to know, in specific terms, what is the way out of here? I think now we need to know, in specific terms, what is the plan for development in places like Grand Bahama? I think we need to now hear, in specific terms, what is going to be the plan for 2 crumbling healthcare facilities, both public and private. We need to hear in specific terms what is going to be the plan toward the revitalization of the economy. We need to hear in specific terms what is going to happen with the landlords that are waiting on money, with the tenants that are being evicted. You see, because a lot of people had to move in the last register, not because they were victims of Dorian. Many of the people moved because they were victims of the pandemic. And so I used to live Pear Street, me and Soft Hands. Now, because me and Soft Hands had fallen out, right? Because she lose her job and I lose my job. And Sugarfoot over there been wanting to take care of me forever. I decided to pack up my talents and go live out east with Sugarfoot. And I didn't know I was going to stay here 6 months. I thought this was going to be a quick thing. And now I've been living here a year. So I can't vote in the constituency that I was living in with Soft Hands, because me and her don't live together no more. But I can't vote over here where Sugarfoot live because, well, I been to change the date. And I think the Prime Minister could have given the people that. He could, all this, again, like I have concluded, all of this intellectual masturbatory escapades that they've been on, I think it could have been a bit more particular attention paid to the people that are going to actually have to pick the mandate. I also want to say, and I want you all to become very comfortable with this, do not expect Hubert Alexander Minnis to go anywhere. I believe that if the Progressive Liberal Party is going to be effective in governance, if they are going to guarantee that they know where every single one of the bones are buried, if they are going to guarantee that they have absolute continuity in the way we have done the COVID protocols to this day, there is only one man that has all of the information in his mind, and that man happens to be Hubert Alexander Minnis. So if he loses an election, which I imagine he will, even if his defeat is an ignominious one, we will still have to bring him back as a consultant. And I think that is something that members of the Progressive Liberal Party have got to agree in earnest to now. That at some point, We may just have to go and bring the former prime minister back as a special envoy to the office of the prime minister, as a special advisor to the office of the prime minister. I know what you could pay him, and I know what he could be entitled to, but don't let that idea make you cringe. Because I believe that in order to have any kind of real, measurable, quantifiable success going forward, we've got to be inside the mind of the man that was making the decisions. We've got to be inside the head of the competent authority. And so unlike the way we practice it around here, we can't just let this prime minister go off into the sunset. Oh, no. And I don't think he will stay in the parliament as the leader of the opposition. And I'm not interested in talking to Thomas Bannister. So when he resigns, should that time come, we got to figure out a special envoy something for him, because we can need him close. And it may be one of those situations where we don't get to divulge every single thing he's done in the open parliament. We may need him to give us the inner workings of his mind. And that may be an asset to the office of the prime minister. That's just where I am on it. We can talk about it. The phone lines are open. The prime minister say, God bless you and good afternoon. I said, the prime minister must be punch drunk. He only talked for like 9 minutes. This is the shortest speech he's ever given. If it started at 11, boss, I know how we get in the afternoon yet. Anyway, my phone lines are open. 323-623-2354-316-3254-259. You can text me 422-4796. Let's open the phone lines, Ali. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Leroy.
Hey.
What's happening?
I feel good.
Good. But you know, sometimes you always you get right on my last nerve, you know.
Man, don't say that.
You, only thing you talking about is PLP, man. That was the last time Brave and Fred Mitchell, that same old co-pilot in this brand new PLP plane, into the public, take one call or something like that.
Well, I
are
don't...
you open on Brave Dep?
Listen, because I'll tell you where I am. Where I am is the Democratic National Alliance still remains a flaccid organization in my mind. Have they ratified 38 candidates yet?
We ain't got to ratify. We can get that together.
When?
But you ain't...
Y'all got 27 days.
No,
I don't. Listen, I would to God that I would have another way, but I do not have another way. So the question is, right, I plan to vote independent in South Beach.
You see the condition. I agree with you.
My
you
plan is to vote independent in South Beach.
You see the condition of the hospital?
I do see that. I still maintain...
You think we have them to do anything with that?
I still...
The minute they get in there? All them old fellas like Leslie Mill and them fellas would hogging up all the contract. The minute Brave get there, you think they could be knocking right on his doorstep again?
And I am
he ain't gonna have time for me and you.
And I am of the opinion, this is just leaving. And I am of the opinion, this is just leaving, that by now the third force, I don't understand why they're even still third forces, have been outmaneuvered, they've been outrun, and they should have been by now a probing force. And they are not. They are not.
Well, Levon, I can tell you, you grew up around the same area I grew up. I can tell you what my grandma tells me.
Mm-hmm.
If you love it, let it kill you. We know exactly what Brave them dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a brand new PLP plane, but the same old pilots. Him and Fred Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Brave ain't addressed this nation, come to the radio talk show yet in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred still ain't taking no, Mitchell ain't taking no call.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what better you think you can get. Let's go, Mama Komalape. Thanks for taking
appreciate
my call.
Appreciate you, caller. 323-623-2354-316-3254-259. You can text me, 422-4796. Text right here says, leaving, I don't want Minutes nowhere around the table when he's voted out. He thinks while fishing from the moon, his idea isn't working now. Why listen to him then? Well, it's because I imagine that in order to be able to make... We make the very best decisions... I almost said something just now. I'm not going to say that. We make the very best decisions we can with the information that is most prevalent before us, all right? And I think sometimes, if we knew more, we would make better decisions. This man has been, whether you like it or not, he's been in the chair for 17 months, at the helm, at the height of the pandemic. I don't think we ought to just let that fade away into the sunset. This just says, we are going to give someone a new mandate, not Menace. Dear Levin, Menace is not our first PM. We don't need him for any advice. He has been a dismal failure. All right, Prime Minister, what does this say? Prime Minister, I am very disappointed in you because you fight Loretta Butler turning to be insane so hard for the post, and you know you couldn't do the job. Now our country is worse than you met it. Goodbye, sir. This one here says, good morning. Now the House is officially dissolved. Is the voter registry now closed? So close, you can't believe it. So close, you can't believe it. This one here says, good morning, Levin and Bahamas. Whosoever the Bahamian voters elect to become the government of the Bahamas, my expectation is all will be the same. Opportunities to work and earn your own way through. Yes, I have my personal leadership preference, yet I believe that it will take the people and the government to make it fruitful and beneficial to us all. Let's take a call, Ali. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, Brother Roll. What's up, brother?
I know who's Brother Roll. Do it.
Yeah, right. I mean, Mr. Mellog, I mean, I was talking to someone just now. Sorry, but that's I'm leaving.
No problem.
I was talking to someone just now. Hey, to the gentleman just now, I want to respond to something he said about Leslie Miller, but I can leave that one there.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But, hey, sir, before the DNA could win the government, try to win a seat. Try to... Why is it, Mr. Miller, that these people believe that they could win from Inagua in the north and Grand Bahama in the south? Election doesn't go like that, sir. It doesn't go like that because if the DNA had any credibility within themselves, when Mr. Chipman stepped down, he would have come over to them. When Mr. Miller when Mr. Vaughn Miller stepped down, he would have come over there. So he had no credibility there. But listen to me, Mr. Miller. I said something to you a few weeks ago. The chickens have come home to roast. It just goes to show you today, whether you agree with me or no, or you don't agree with me, Mr. Menace. The Right Honorable Prime Minister, thank God you've gone, cannot handle responsibility. He can't handle it. He showed the Bahamian people before 5 years is up in this country. And him supposed to be a doctor, he's breaking off running. And nobody could change my mind after today when the house has been dissolved. So people, the registry, as I was told, that is being closed. But doesn't matter. The people will speak on the 16th God's Spare Life of September. And listen to me. I hear you talk about having him as a consultant. When Mr. Menace had Mr. Ingram, remember when the hurricane, steady, yours, Mr. Ingram, in Abaco, where he has all of his, basically, roots, he throws Mr. Ingram underneath the bus. And now you're talking about bring him back? Yeah, you bring him back. Bring him back to go before the court.
I hear you do it. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on. Call you there? Is it caller? Morning, caller. You're on.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
The present prime minister said he needs a new mandate, right? Well, let me give them a mandate. They need a new mandate to stay the hell out of our parliament because the way they treated the Bahamian people in the last 4 years and 3 months, your dog don't get treated like this. And you realize, even up to today, you have government work. I mean, you have employees on jobs striking right now. Come on, man. But they could find $20 million to put on sidewalks while people can't even eat. You know, this is so, so horrific, telling you funny. When you get the U.S. State Department, you got IMF, the IDB, you got what's his name, Terrence, the guy, the central bank governor, and also the one who deals with when you're trying to get information when you're making a report on the government. What's the name of that gentleman again?
You mean, is that Mr. Mora? Or is it Terrence? You mean the Auditor General? Yes.
I forget what his position is, but
the Auditor General.
You got all these people asking questions. Definitely, your government has a problem, and I'm telling you this right now, Levan. Anytime you see United States government speak corruption of your government, they are finished. Have a nice day, man.
No problem. Appreciate you, caller. I want to invite Bahamians to read something. I don't particularly like to mix my my religion and my politics together. I kind of like to leave my God in one corner and my politics in another corner. You do what you want with yours. But I would invite you all to read something. It is the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Get it with me, Bible scholars. You know, I got to do like how we do it in the Church of God. And when you got it, say amen, okay? So that's the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15. And I want you to read from verse 15 all the way to verse 25. And then when you get there, you tell me what that sound like to you. How does that sound? If you got it, say amen. If you ain't got it, say wait on, preach out. All right, good. So y'all go read that for me. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 15 to 25. When you finish with that, you let me know what you think. Let's take another call, Ali. Good morning, caller. You're on. Not there. Next call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, what's happening, Miller?
All is well, buddy.
Look, y'all. I am kind of disappointed and the young man you was talking about, because all soft hand and do for him all these years. The minute trouble hit, he runs. My who feet?
By Sugarfoot.
Sugarfoot.
Yeah.
My goodness. Come on, boy. Look here.
But now you understand the quagmire he find himself in.
Yeah, but come on.
Because he can't go back by South France.
No.
Because you know the wind didn't tell her he been by Sugarfoot this whole time.
Exactly.
So that's he definitely can't say, well, okay, I came back by South France because that's the light there in my name anyhow, so I could prove that I lived there, and me and he can't go back. So he got to stay by Sugarfoot. But if he stay there, he can't vote there either.
Exactly, and I hope him and Zofan don't buck at the registry trying to change. they won't address. With Miller, man, I really want to thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, man, because I listened to your show, but I just like how you flow.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, I listened to that hole in the bucket, and that bring back so much sweet memories of a child and listen to that sweet street.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what lies the day with this idiot? And the headlines, they manage to marry someone else.
Yeah.
My goodness. I appreciate that. But Mr. Miller, I don't think the Prime Minister should be called back as a consultant because, in my opinion, he didn't even do the job he actually have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one person you should bring back is Sweet Pete. Yeah, bring him back. He know where all the bodies are buried, but they did the money in this country with the Ministry of Finance.
Mm-hmm.
He did plenty of financial gymnastics, get money here, there, put a load there. Bring him back.
So we got to bring Peter back as a consultant.
Find out from him. Don't trust that ungodly man who in the Ministry of Finance. That's the one who say he ain't no God. Don't trust him.
Yeah.
Bring back Pete.
The point I make, though, and I want voters to appreciate this point I'm making. I also want people who assume that they will be government, because I don't want people to say that I'm endorsing the PLP here. So, but if you believe, right, maybe through cosmosis, you will become the government, you have to begin to consider who will be the people in the room when you're making the decisions. And I'm saying that I wouldn't mind having the former prime minister, because I don't think he will sit in the parliament as leader of opposition. You might have to consider bringing him back as a consultant.
Yeah, he can stay. He can stay. You're saying you got to be ready to govern. But Mr. Miller, the prime minister said to the jailhouse keeper, get ready to loose my young men who up there for these petty drugs.
Mm-hmm.
He said to the Rastafarians and others, when they call a fake town hall meeting, what would turn out to be a rally on the park, we can do something with this marijuana thing. That going now too down the drain?
Yeah, straight down.
What with the dorms in Abaco?
Who responsible for the dorms say she pray we could have them erected. I know you needed prayer when you wake up with public policy. You don't need prayer if you got policy.
The one thing I would say, Miller,
mm-hmm.
I really give the prime minister failure for that situation.
What's that?
See, if you was leading the party,
mm-hmm.
and you was elected the prime minister, one thing I would say, boy, I know the forces straight now. They straight.
Yeah.
Miller and Charles, they straight. So how could a doctor dissolve parliament and leave the hospital in the state like this, man?
I don't know.
I'm disappointed.
I tell you, Cole, I want you to go get your Bible. Turn to the book of 1 Samuel. Samuel chapter 15. I want you to start at about verse 15. I say 25, but if the Spirit touch you, go straight to 29 one time.
Go to 29, okay.
Yeah, go to 29 one time and see what does say it the word of the Lord, all right? Appreciate you. Let's take another one, Ali. Good morning, Callie. Ron. Callie, you there?
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Hello.
Hey, Sparky.
Yeah, it's kind of turning on the TV.
Sparky, you know something? You was dead right. You tell me
okay, who... Okay, I got to move.
Sparky, you tell me, say, hello. Pookie them wasn't listening to me, and you was telling the God's honest truth.
Huh?
I said, you told me the other day on radio that Pookie them ain't listening to me, and you know something, you was dead right.
But see, you was a young man to me. I grew up in St. George's Church. I don't lie, either. I tell you the truth. You only could quote Bible. I don't lie.
Okay.
But now, okay, two things on this. If your producer give me the chance,
go ahead, Sparky. I got you. Let's go.
Okay, you got me. Now, okay, but the hospital situation, we keep building the hospital. We're going up high this time. The plan says we could go up high this time again.
Mm-hmm.
But we still do it in the same yard.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Miller, have you ever thought about this? Right next door to the hospital, between the hospital and Doctor's Hospital, there's one big, big yard called Collins Yard, opposite the Tribune.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
one big old building, been there for Mr. Collins used to live there.
Right.
They call it one time the Ministry of Education.
Isn't that the Antiquities and Monuments building now?
But what I'm saying is we could build another building for that. We need the property for a proper hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So we could use that property, extend the hospital east, which will bring the hospital closer to the hospital, the doctor's hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this now. A hospital close to the doctor's hospital, the only thing that would be separating them would be Collins Avenue.
Okay.
We could also do an overhanging bridge between the two hospitals, although one is private. We could have an overhanging bridge with cranes and everything could go underneath. It could be that high.
Mm-hmm.
So in case, instead of ambulance running down from the doctor's hospital to the thing, you could just run the patient on the gurney, cross the corridor or elevator from one hospital to the next.
If you're that serious, you could put the tunnel under the road.
But it'd be too close. You go down there fast and come up there fast because there's only one road separating the two buildings.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could put an overhanging bridge with either a walking bridge or a gurney traveling bridge,
mm-hmm.
right? And that will give us more hospital space without demolishing the one we got now.
That's a good idea.
Plus, we're using our own property, which we don't have to buy. We already own the Doggone Ministry of Antiquity building, the property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the next thing. You say Samuel 20, Samuel what?
First Samuel chapter 15.
Okay, you've been in the Bible, in the church after me.
Yeah.
Well, who write the book of Samuel?
Samuel? Who write the book of Samuel?
You think Samuel write the book?
Yeah.
In the year 1604, King James the First had 47 Oxford scholars from England
translate the book.
They translated it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Samuel didn't translate nothing, right?
No.
They translated the Catholic Latin Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So Samuel ain't write no book. Whoever told you Samuel write one book?
Well, I know.
Oxford scholars wrote the book.
Okay.
And the Latin people did it before the Oxford scholars.
Well, it is alleged that.
It is
James,
alleged by who? Did Moses write Genesis?
Hold on, Sparky. You made a point. Let me make a point. It is alleged that James the Sixth, who later on became King James the First, after he took over, I think it was from Queen Elizabeth the First, had in his archive Greek and Hebrew transcripts that he had translated into English as the King
he
of
had
England,
translated.
Right, that he had translated into English and compiled once they were translated,
mm-hmm.
and that became the Bible. Yeah.
And it took from 1604
yeah,
to
from
1611.
About 10 years almost.
No, it was from 1604. He released it to the world in 1611.
Okay.
Now, a bunch of them over the hill there, what you call them, brothers who like quote Bible and everything like that, mm-hmm. and always around here, but in Matthew 24, this and that, mm-hmm. they could quote Bible and jump up and down and spit around these church altars and everything, but I bet you half of them don't know the history of King James the First version of the Bible.
Well, we just give it to them, Sparky.
They still don't believe us. They believe me, blaspheming. Have a good day.
All right, Sparky, appreciate you. 323-625-4316-325-4259-422-4796. You can text me on that. Oh, ting-a-ling-a-ling, the school bell ring. I told them, if you think I miss an election, because I hear people say, well, why couldn't they just call the date so we could know we won't travel? I'm so glad it's a pandemic because I won't go nowhere. The morning of election, I won't set the tent them up and cook the sauce. I bring in the sauce for the early people. So all us early people, if you live South Beach, Polar Division number 3, don't worry about where you're getting sauce from. I got have the sauce out there that bought it. Look for the tent with the sauce underneath it. That could be me. All right? I missing it. That's what Bendy say, right? I'm missing it. Okay? I don't care what happened nowhere in the world. It could be happening in Hezbollah. I don't care. Joyce boy ain't going. All right? I could be right here. And you know what else is funny? See, I tell you, these policies are hodgepodge, you know. If you know you have an election September 16th, right? Why are you opening school August 30th? Because that's only 2 weeks, and the children already ain't had no school for 1 year. So 2 weeks after school open, right, you got to love these guys. You're going to stop school because you need at least 3 days for election. You need, and that's a Thursday. So that means them children going to be able to school Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday because you need Wednesday to set it up, Thursday to have the election, and Friday to break it down, all right? So that means Lil Pookie, you know, Pookie's son, Lil Pookie, who trying dead hard to get one 4.0 in E.P. Roberts, Now I've missed 3 days of school, and you know Lil Pookie them ain't been on no virtual the whole time last year. Because Belinda Wilson said 37% of them ain't never sign on. I believe that's Lil Pookie them. So they ain't never been on no virtual. They finally get back to school. 2 weeks in, you send them home for 3 more days. Like, you couldn't just plan the election around midterm, where it would make sense because the school would be empty since you set the date anyway. Huh? Oh, boy. Let's take a phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Mr. Miller.
Hey.
Am I still back? Is that...
Well, I know what happened. You're my producer. You take that up with my producer. I don't know. Good. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Levi, brother.
Hey, what's going on, Robert?
I am not shocked at our beleaguered doctor, prime minister. Mm-hmm. Although we have the deadly virus, it's so contagious, doctors are all scared. Mm-hmm. But him knowing his brain, he cannot have no public rallies. He cannot rally us, sally us. So either he will fire himself or promise to say, give another term. But I'm not shocked at his character.
Mm.
He, the country's in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
He's our commander in chief.
Yeah, but Jamaica, listen, we are not an anomaly. Jamaica had an election on the emergency orders.
This Delta version is terrible. The doctor, you said a woman, the doctor died the other day. She's a crazy woman.
Listen,
a doctor who turned her life in crisis.
That is the only certain
my house.
That is the only certain thing.
Don't go to my house. You don't know that, but the doctors are chicken pox. They know how it spreads. You enter the room. The people that are in the school get it.
Mm.
This is no time for Dr. Minister Flamers to stay in power. He need to go do his... He's inept of his job as prime minister. I mean, this is just terrible what he did. Even the U.S. government, they're in shock. They're going to elect him as officer next year. He going to use the vaccine as a propaganda. They haven't lost a long time.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Robert.
I got to go next day and say... Oh, tomorrow I send you $100,000 vaccine. But I've been on the plane a long time ago.
Yeah,
they wanted no elections this year.
Mm.
They don't want their vaccine to use as a propaganda machine to make you stay in power. He is inept.
Well, too late. We got 122,000 of them. Joe Biden can't take them back. Human menace is the savior of the world. There you have it. Let's go to the break, Ali. When I get back, 323-623-2325-4316. And Mr. Prime Minister, if you come in to give an address like that, one man, wear your national tie. You know the aqua and black one with the little yellow in it? Make us feel like, man, he looks so patriotic. That's how you do it. That is how you play on the psychology of people. You don't just come on with your F&M red tie on. Because those things mean something, you know. You could have your publicist tell you what neckties mean so people could, you know, people take messaging from the way you dress. I love the blue suit, though. Someone obviously told you, but Minister, he looks really good in blue, in navy blue. Hey, he's tall and he looks good. Kind of playful for a tall guy, because I don't know what all of this shuffling the data around and only me know and the goodness. And he's 6 foot, you know. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, silly.
Hey, Papa.
All right. The 16-8.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Papa, I want to say you're one of my friends. I'm so happy you called because you now made me remember something else that I was telling my other friends. All of my friends that I have a 6-bear bet with that this was going to happen by the 26th of August, I come in to collect my things.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if you're a friend of mine and you got a 6-bear bet out there floating around for me, I mean you jockey, go get it. I come in. All right?
Yeah. Hey, so tell me,
what's going on, Bubba?
You serious when you say the running independent in South Beach?
I run an independent, but there's an independent there that I think is a good guy. And I support independence.
Yeah.
So I am very heavily contemplating voting for the independent in South Beach, yes.
Okay, so you give up on Jeff Lloyd.
Jeffrey Lloyd is a mentor of mine. He's a man that I hold very dear to my heart.
Yeah.
But
politically, a big disappointment.
It is palpable what I have witnessed underneath this last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
As a consequence, I don't know if I could bring myself to terms with that. What I may find myself doing may be outside of the ordinary. I wish to state publicly, though, that I am an eye for Tanya F&M.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is where I am. Hey, so listen, you hear anything about them talking about the incentives? They say they're giving incentives to take the vaccine. Some people say...
I have heard Mr. Davis, I think, talking about considering that as an option with regards to the vaccine. I don't quote me on that, but I've seen it. I just don't remember where I saw it.
So how you feel about it?
Do whatever you have to, Papa. Papa, let me tell you something. I have very, 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 very good medical insurance. Let me tell you that right now. Let me make a public declaration of that. I don't imagine that I am where everybody is in this pandemic. I'm a young man of breeding age in good physical shape with really good medical insurance.
So if something happens, you should be able to get that medicine and oxygen with me in Monroe, Kitty.
My plan is to fly out of here just like they plan to fly out. You follow me?
Yeah,
my plan is when something happen, I jump in on the plane just like Brave do and just like Hubert Minnis plan to do.
Hey.
Okay?
One thing I want to say before I go, mm-hmm. I hear the gentleman talking about, I know that's the Mr. Johnson boy, he's saying something, but when or if Brave them getting there, we can't count on them to fix this in the hospital and all that stuff and all that stuff. Listen to me, this is a new generation, though. We can't afford to let Brave them get inside there and think they could do the same role, regular thing, friends, family, and lovers and all. We got to keep their foot to the fire. We got to make sure they fix the hospital. We got to make sure they treat the doctors right.
I agree.
And the nurses right. No, we can't afford to let them get away with no kind of foolishness. Then I could hear earlier on the other talk show, what he named the widow or somebody call and say, tell JJ this is last month for contract. I hear the PLP talking about making a bigger pie, a financial pie, so everybody, you don't have to take away nothing, discriminate no one because of their political persuasion.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And I think we should also stop begging politicians. Because then that makes them feel like they own us.
But listen,
if you don't beg them for nothing.
Beg them. When you say beg them, what you mean?
No. You know, behemoths. We like to say, oh, well, you know what? The boss could take care of me. We've seen what happened. I mean, let's don't pretend. We have a voice note circulating around with grown man, right? Talking about shaking down a cabinet minister to be nothing more than boy lovers on the internet, right?
And it is
public knowledge. The voice note is circulating around that they intend to be paid by a cabinet minister for causing mischief. It is child's play. And it is those kind of people that I believe that are incorrigible, and they destroy the progression of nationhood.
Man, I want them getting power so we can empower ourselves. We don't need nothing from them.
But we have to also encourage young men, Papa, to get in the fight towards nation building and to stop this bunch a brass polishing, right? All over the place. The member of parliament is a member of parliament, not a god.
Not a boss.
Nor a god.
Just a servant.
And so, if you can help him create better policies that make a better Bahamas, then by all means.
That's what it's about.
But if what you're telling me is all you care about is lunch money, I don't expect anything better.
That sounds so stupid and dumb. That sounds so immature. Sorry for them. I hope they can get
And these big grown man, you know. They big grown man.
Dumbness.
Appreciate you, Papa.
Keep up the good work.
323-623-2325-4316. And I'm from Angliston, just in case you're wondering. 325-4259-422-4796. You can text me. Let me get a couple of these text messages out because I don't want people waiting on me in the parking lot. Let's see if I can knock these out. This one says, wow, this is a lot. Good morning, sir. This is the worst in poor governing the Bahamas has ever had. The family needs to call ASAP instead of a snap. The FNM needs to resolve themselves out of the house, real talk. Okay, this one here says, good morning, Levin. DNA ain't serious. I won't waste my time. The next alternative is the PLP. So I will give them a chance, but this administration definitely has to go. This here says, you and Dwight are two of the most learned persons on radio. Wow, I feel so special to be called in the same sentence as Dwight. You know, he's the inimitable. Good morning, Levin. I don't care what I'm doing at 11. I listen to you. What now happens to the executive orders? The executive orders are still in place. We're not an anomaly. Jamaica went through an election and an executive order. It's nothing special. Minister should not be an advisor. All of the frontline doctors and nurses should come together and advise the new PM on where the country is and how best to move forward. Okay. Can I also agitate right here? You think y'all could give my Defense Force friends who've been standing up in the road with machine gun all night and catching COVID and, you know, people like my squad mate Livingston Pratt that died doing his job at the brunt of COVID, you think you could give their family something? Little something? Or a little thousand? You ain't got what the count is? 3,400 quarters? Is that what it is? You think we could give that to a couple of my BDF friends who been in the draft hours and hours and hours on end with nowhere to pee or wash their hand? And then y'all bring them sandwich to eat? You think we could do a little something for them? Or that wasn't front line enough? I just check in. While we at it, while we gain out all these, you know, honorariums. My friends was out there too. All right, let's read another text. This here says, Levin, I don't want Minnis nowhere around the table. I read it already. Minnis Leaving Menace want another 5-year mandate, but ain't want to finish this 5-year mandate. They can't support a quitter and a liar and a hypocrite. Hit the road, Jack. Mr. Miller, do you think at this stage the likes of Greg Moss should come to the BMA people to apologize for suggesting to us that we should have gone with this administration, which is the worst this country's ever seen? I am a bit saddened at the fact that this government was endorsed by Gregory Moss, who I still think is one of the most intelligent politicians I've met in from my following of politics. As much as I am tired of Menace, my principle won't allow me to vote for the alternatives. This year says, look, Menace is no sharp pencil. People want him gone. He doesn't even need to close the door behind him. Just go. This one here says, Mr. Miller, it's a day. Wow, now those PLPs like DeWitt and Anton, I hope they happy. Now look like the PLP win this one, and I support the FNM. We finish. All right, this one here says, 1 Samuel 8. Read the whole chapter. I'll get to that. Let me, 1 Samuel 8, let me write that down. Leaving Menace can't handle stress or rally or sally. Nobody this is the easy and quickest way to try and flam us because of his incompetence. Those 7 honorable MPs was so right about his character. Menace tricked the U.S. government. They sent vaccine because they thought elections was not this year. Okay, this year says, tell Sparky. I don't know what this says. Let's talk about the bridge from the fry to the fort. Just get roll out. We need a new hospital in the south. Okay. Let's take a phone call, Ali. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Good afternoon.
Hey, JJ.
Hi there, my brother.
I feel good.
You know, I listen to you every day, right? But you usually making some good points. You know, but see, I don't want to make them believe, and I don't want them to make them believe. I can stand up. See, 80% of my farm is defense force, and these officers are well-trained people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the PLP didn't get victimized by many people. You know, see me know. Many people who can stand know how the PLP is treating you. Look at how they treat my people for. The Lennon and the daughter. Carlton Francis, Edmund Marks, I could go on and on and on and on. They just kill their own. But see, it will come to a civil war before with this one. Because I ain't scared of nobody. Okay, they went, you on the town and you have on the joker? Don't play with me, boy. So I ain't the one.
Appreciate you, JJ. Appreciation, JJ. JJC. If a sound boy try, test me. let's take it out of one. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Back to tell you one thing. What about the now that the election is called? What about the advance polling? That hasn't been mentioned. Didn't you think he could have mentioned which state the advance polling would have been held at the same time?
Except for, I think, naturally it's a week before. You understand my point?
Week before, okay.
Yeah, I think naturally it's a week before. I have to check that. Let me check it for you. But I think naturally, as far as I am aware, because, you know, I'm former law enforcement.
Okay,
naturally, yeah. It would be the week or I think 2 weeks before.
Yeah, I thought it would be 2 weeks before.
Right.
Because I know I voted in the last advance poll, and it was two weeks before the general election.
Right. So I voted in 2 elections while I was in law enforcement.
Okay.
And I think it's been standing. It's always been the same amount of time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You see, what happened to JJ and those? You know what their problem is?
Mm-hmm.
You see, because the government's supposed to be for all the people, but the government only feeding one set of people. So, you know, they feel a little threatened now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they know the PLP don't work like that. Everybody get contracted once the PLP is involved. Have a nice day.
Appreciate you, caller. Let's take another one. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Caller, what's up?
Hi. Hello, Levan.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, you got me on live?
Live.
Man, I hope you know, don't take some bad things I'm saying, but I'm on.
No, you on live now. No.
Okay, man. Hey, Levan.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine this man marrying your daughter? Or could you imagine him being your stepfather? How in the world could you call an election with a hospital like that, Levan?
I don't know. Maybe it's like Henry and Liza. Did you listen to that show? Maybe it's like Henry and Liza. There's a hole in the bucket. No matter what he does, there's a hole in the bucket.
And then under the emergency orders, is he all this stuff he leave in place, and he wants you to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
He really wants you to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
Under all this pressure.
You see, well, you have to do, call is show him here. You know, that's all you have to do.
Huh?
All you have to do is show him here.
Show him, yeah?
Yeah, I just taught you yesterday. So this is what you do. Someone says something that you completely disagree with. You just show them, yeah. You say, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you so you just show him yeah, right? See, because if you say no, then he could try and make you justify your no.
Right, right, right.
So in
right.
order to duck that whole thing and you know,
yeah,
you just show him yeah. So he say, don't you think I's the best prime minister ever? Yeah. You don't think you should vote for me again? Yeah.
But what? Mm-hmm. The man, you see how the man leave the hospital mouth?
Listen.
This is a dangerous man, the way.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
Appreciate you, caller. I got time for one more. Let's take one more, Ali. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, what's happening, Squatty?
Hey, what's up?
Listen, you think CDF and Commissioner of Police doing as well?
I don't know if the CDF... No. I think the CDF is very well-seated, actually. I hope he agitates, since he is so well-seated, though. I hope he agitates to help get a couple of you guys some money. Because y'all was on the front line. I mean, I remember y'all had Big Gun on my corner in camouflage in the draft with no bathroom and no food.
Yeah.
I feel like that was very front line. And if you know me well enough, you know that I also lost a squaddy in the brunt of the pandemic. As a matter of fact, I think my squaddy is the only Defense Force Marine that has died in the brunt of the pandemic, Livingston Pratt.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so... you know, you get a nice stem churning something. Livingston got churning, and he died as a result of COVID from, you know, doing his job. I just saying.
Right.
Yeah? Right. But I think they well seated, though. I think they're going nowhere.
All right, then.
All right, appreciate it. Treat, do, treat. Up. No, I ain't got time for no more calls. Let's knock out a couple of these text messages. Hi, Bahamian only have a voice when it comes to politics. That is all we are about. It's sad. This one says, F&M in Freetown. Boy, I think y'all could beat me in three times. You could forget that. Good day. So what happens to all the projects the government was supposed to work on? So with no government, who resolves the issues with healthcare? But the cabinet is still in place. Boy, listen, you can't please anyone. Damn if you do, damn if you don't, because he now dissolved the house. He's running. I don't think he's running either. I think he needs to re-strategize, and the best way to do that is to, you know. And by the way, he could have gotten rid of the speaker, you know. If he knew he wasn't going to run the speaker, right, what I would have done was appoint the speaker to the cabinet. Because if you appoint him to the cabinet, he has to resign as speaker. And then when I appoint him to the cabinet, right, I give him 2 weeks in the cabinet. Then I say, you know something, Ali, you're there tall and black, and I don't really like these glasses either. You can't be in the cabinet no more. And bam, got him. Now I run the coal mine in Nassau Village, and he can go in the back there and talk till he teeth drop out, Edison Kese, right? You got to have political strategy. You can't just do what you want in politics. Politics is about maneuvering. It is about agreements and lobbies and that kind of stuff. That is what politics is about. This one here says he did not leave the morgue that way. People are not collecting their loved ones. You heard Denali Penn said that wasn't the case. There is a logistical problem down there. Morning, you think election get called to avoid asking Wells to resign? That'll be a lot of effort to put into not asking Wells to resign. Anyway, let's get out of here, Ali. Please play my last clip. Let me get out of here. Anyway, that's my time. I'm Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We are station for fresh news and smart talk. There's no more guessing. September 16th, we're going for it. That's the election date. Get your voter's card, dust it off, blow the dust off it. I know you probably got it in the cabinet, whatever it is. Let's make sure we get to the polls. If you live in polling division number 3, look for the tent with the south. That could be me, because I'm missing it no matter what happened, all right? Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. Right after this, they've got the news next.